Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Days of Refugee, One of the World's Known Lost Boys of Sudan, by Nathaniel Chal Niok. Foreword by Johnny Isaacson. Narrated by Leon Nixon. Cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it political? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe, nor political, nor popular, but one must take it simply because it is right. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Foreword. Nathaniel Niok's story is as touching as it is incredible. His honest prose is true to his background, his character, and his experiences as one of the lost boys of Sudan. From living through war, starvation, and loss, to being a lost refugee in America, Nathaniel found his way in a new country, even coming to help develop foreign policy for both South Sudan and the United States. His journey has taken him from Bor, South Sudan, to Washington, D.C., and even to Hollywood, advocating for education, political involvement, and peace in South Sudan. Nathaniel's perspective is realistic and invaluable, with a spirit of gratitude toward the many people who have helped him. His own hard work, positive attitude, and sense of optimism have taken him far already, despite the harrowing conditions he has faced. In this book, Nathaniel's story invites the reader to consider a number of themes. Readers will gain a new perspective on their position in the world, the outlook Americans share, and the way our government and we interact with our neighbors at home and abroad. However, to read it is to receive a first-hand account of a story that, as far removed as it may seem for some, is still eminently relatable. Nathaniel's dogged pursuit of his goals and education has inspired me in my own work as an elected official. His mission to help educate others led to the founding of his nonprofit organization, Ambassadors for Change, which he leads along with his wife. I hope his story will inspire the reader to want to do more in the world, to work harder, and to strive for worthy and noble goals. Ultimately, I hope readers of this amazing personal journey will be moved to join Nathaniel in opening his arms wider to help others even more. U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican, Georgia. Prologue. The world has classified us as the lost boys of Sudan. Lost. Such a powerful word. Yet this title, Lost Boys, with all of its implications of loss, has become, for me, a positive title, as these words have served to unify us, the lost boys of South Sudan. While so many of us have lost so much, our families, our homes, and our childhoods, to a brutal war, we have not lost everything. We have survived. In a way, perhaps we did lose a part of ourselves. Horror forever changes anyone. Yet while we grapple daily with the ghosts of our past, we ourselves have not become phantoms. We are very much alive, and I believe, I must believe, we have survived for a reason. We who met in the refugee camps arrived from many different villages, villages remote, distant, and even at conflict with each other. Yet through the sameness of our position, of our loss, we drew together as a group, as one unified whole, working for the freedom and future success of our country. I am constantly reminded of the book, New Friends, that our class read in the Pinudo refugee camp, shared with us by Dr. John Garang. Like the children in this book, we, the lost boys, have become friends. We fight as one people, and as Dr. Garang instilled in us, we are the seeds of the new Sudan, the hope of the people. The book and Dr. Garang's words have never left me as I strive to make a difference for my country. I, who have been classified as lost, live in the all-too-real reality of my present, haunted by the ghosts of my past, but I stand, I fight, for myself, for my family, for what I still, even after the ravages of war, consider my home. I am but one of thousands whose stories of strength and pain parallel my own. We are forever bound by the chains of our losses. Through the mirror of each other, we recognize a link to a past forever altered, a heritage we continue to fight for in the new lands in which we find ourselves, a fight we forge in our minds and hearts. Yet we are connected by more than these bonds of our past. We are united by a hope that enables us to survive and that drives us to succeed today. And while our shared heritage has forever united us, each of our stories, while painfully similar, are deeply personal. We each walked our own path, saw with our own eyes, felt our own loss, our own pain, and we hold our own hopes and dreams. I am Nathaniel Chaul Nyack, and this is my story. Part 1. A Lost Boy's Journey. They looted everything, raped the women, and shot the children. Afterward, they burned it all down. John Garang. Chapter 1. My Heritage. I came into this world in the same manner as everyone else in my Abordit village in Bor Jonglei State, South Sudan. I was born in a small conical hut, birthed by the help of a midwife. My mother believes I was born around 1979. I do not know my actual birthday, as birthdays are irrelevant to the Dinka. What matters is life and death. The Dinka did not know how to read and write and did not keep records. They based their history on events of times. My village, my people, did not have schools. For example, in Dinka, a child born on a rainy day is Deng for a boy and Adeng for a girl. A child born in drought is Yak or Ayak. Beyond life and death, drought and rain, major wars and feats, what does not directly affect the lives of my people, the Dinka, a peaceful cattle-herding people, is irrelevant. Instead of the marking of a day, I was celebrated and blessed as new capital for my family and community. I was the future of my family. Dinka traditionally buries umbilical cords, a tradition meant to draw children back to their birthplaces when they are grown. My umbilical cord was not buried. In a conversation with my mother during our precious reunion in 2009, after 22 years of separation, my umbilical cord, which burned with our house during the war, she said, was hanged in the ceiling as a symbol of prayer to God. Since we lost your older brother, we beseech God to watch every step of your life within and outside our house with blessings. We pray to not lose you by hanging your umbilical cord closer to God in the ceiling, she said. In Dinka tradition, birthdays do not matter, but naming matters, and every name has a meaning. Dinka do not name their children at birth. Instead, each child is named in a naming ceremony held about 1 week after birth. On this occasion, the child is introduced to the community for the first time. After the birth of a child and until the naming ceremony, the baby is only seen by relatives and the midwife. Before entering to see the child, relatives must first wipe their feet on a piece of broken mud pot at the entrance before seeing the baby. In my naming ceremony, my family, as a tradition in the community dictated, donated a meal and celebrated with the whole community. Elderly men and women poured blessings on me as each of them held me in turns, and there I was named, Chaul Nyack. I would not become Nathaniel, meaning gift from God, until much later, after the horror. My family name, Chaul, means compensation. My parents lost their firstborn, and they wanted God to bless me as a compensation for their first child. My father's name, Nyack, which is my family name, means a sacrifice. Before conceiving with my dad, my grandparents sacrificed a lamb, and as a result, Babadia, my father, was born. They named him Nyack, which means sacrificial lamb in Dinka. Because of the war that ravaged my village and robbed me of my family, my home, and my childhood, I often find myself thinking of my life in terms of before and after. Before with my family, and after as a lost boy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?